John chapter 21, this is going to be the third time Jesus has appeared to his disciples after his resurrection from the grave, after he bore our sins on Calvary, he resurrected. And now this is the third time he shows himself to his disciples. In verse 1 of chapter 21, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise showed he himself. They were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not it was Jesus. Now in the book of Matthew chapter 28, when Jesus showed himself and Mary Magdalene was at the tomb and she talked to Jesus on her way back, Jesus said, tell the disciples to meet me in Galilee. And this here, it's showing the disciples, they just didn't sit around and do nothing. They kept busy. They also, you could also look at it this way, they went back to their old life. Peter was a fisherman, and he started fishing again. I also noticed that Thomas' name is the second one mentioned. After Jesus showed himself in that room, and Thomas got to see Jesus and see the holes in his hands and the hole in his side, I bet that really lit up fire in Thomas, and he was right there next to him. I also see that Simon Peter, he was a great leader. When he says he's going fishing, everyone else wants to join him. And then the morning came, and it was at a low point in their lives. They fished all night. They were tired. They didn't catch nothing. Nothing was gained through the whole night. And oftentimes in our lives, it's when we're feeling low that Jesus comes to us. When we have nowhere left to turn, we know there's Jesus Christ we can turn to. God provides a way for us to get out of whatever we're in. And what a comfort to know our Savior is on the shore just waiting for us. You know, they weren't expecting to see Jesus there. There's no recognition. You know, and that's one thing that I wonder is when Jesus is speaking to me, am I close enough to him to listen? Now, they were only about 100 yards off. I mean, maybe a football field. I can see why they might not have recognized him. But when he called out to them, you'd think they would know his voice. And do we realize when Jesus Christ is talking to us? Do we know his voice? Can we feel his presence in our lives? You know, Jesus is often closer to us than what we think. He's right there. And are we willing to stay in his presence? So close to him that in any instant when he tells us to do something, we know him. And when he calls, we listen. You know, don't let this world drown his voice out. You know, when he called out, children, have ye any meat? Hey, did y'all catch anything out there? He uses the word children. That's a father caring for his children. And the disciples just thought it was a merchant ready to buy some fish that they caught. What kind of question is that? He cares so much for us. In all areas of our life, Jesus has such a compassionate concern for us. And they just come up with a short answer. Sometimes we can be short to others. They just plainly say, no. They left it at that. But there's a good thing that comes from this. He orders them to cast the net on the other side. Continuing in verse 6. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore. And now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of the fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him. For he was naked and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with them. He orders them to cast that net on the other side. You know, on their own, they tried, they couldn't catch nothing. But as soon as God commanded them, and they listened to what God told them to do, they caught more fish than they could haul in. Notice how they took Jesus' advice. Not knowing who it was at this time. They just figured it was some merchant on the shore. But they were humble. They were patient. But they diligently worked. And it paid off for them. There's nothing that we're going to lose if we listen to our Lord Jesus. And now Jesus still commands a fish in the sea. Jesus still commands what we do. And of course, it was John who noticed Jesus first. John, his beloved John, the one who laid on his breast. And I really think if we stayed that close to Jesus, we wouldn't get ourselves in such a mess that we're in. If we were that close to Jesus, we would be the first to recognize him saying, stop. We're the first to recognize him when he tells us to go. But John noticed first. And John would tell everyone, hey, it's Jesus out there. We read that John told Peter that Jesus was on the shore. He figured Peter would really want to know. You remember how Peter denied him? How Peter just felt terrible about that? Peter would be the happiest to see him, John was thinking. And oh, he was. He wasn't going to let nothing hold him back. Not the ship, not the sea. He put on his coat and he jumped in. He was going to get to Jesus first. It wasn't going to be like John beating him to the tomb that time. He couldn't wait. But he still had that respect for Jesus to put on that coat. To put on his best for him. Before he sees Jesus. Then to just go jump in his fishing clothes. Just his desire to be with him. His earnest desire to get to Jesus. The way he served Jesus was with his whole heart. Now I realize we each will serve Jesus differently. Now if we all serve Jesus the same as someone like Peter would, what would have happened to all that fish on the boat? It would have been lost. Some will serve Jesus with acts of devotion. Extraordinary words and expressions. Some will serve Jesus by what they do in this world. I mean, we all just can't jump in like Peter. God gives us our ministry, and we must just listen and follow him and trust that he's going to equip us with what we need. You know, God had a fire already going on that shore. He knew these fishermen were going to be cold and weary and tired and hungry. He supplies for us. He knows what we need, even before we might know we need it. But he still asks, did you bring your fish? You know, he wants us to enjoy the labor that we're doing. You know, fish tastes great. If somebody catches a fish, I love eating it. But when you catch that fish by yourself and you cook it, it's right there, man, it tastes so good. Fresh fish. Did you notice? I don't think we read that verse yet. In verse 9. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh, taking bread, and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. I notice in verse 6, all the disciples that were on that boat, they couldn't draw that fish in. They just didn't have the strength. But when God said to bring that fish, Peter jumped to it, and he managed to drag all 153 of those fishes by himself all the way to the shore to Jesus. You know, when God calls us to do something, he's going to equip us with what we need. And why they mention the number of fish, I mean, I like numbers, but 153 fish. I'd imagine there are big fishes, and that's a lot of weight for one man to carry. It shows the strength of Peter. But yeah, Peter just drags that fish to, as Jesus has commanded, when all the others put together could. The strength that God gives us, the ability to obey any of his commands, the ready obedience. I noticed that they also took care of that net. If you remember when Jesus called the disciples, they were out fishing and they sold everything they owned to follow Jesus. They gave up everything. So I'd imagine they didn't have a net to go fishing with. And I noticed the net wasn't broken. I think that's some tender care about how we take care of things. I noticed that there were fishers of men, and not one of those fish was lost from the time they caught them to the time they were drug on shore. You know, Jesus is loved so much, he's not going to let one fish that we catch slip away from him. Verse 14. So this is the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. You know, we need to keep count of all the times Christ graciously visits us in our life, the way he loves us. You know, remember that time when you first asked him into your heart. Keep track of that. Jesus is keeping track. You know, as Jesus made himself known to the fishermen out there, you know, but in the previous times when he seen the disciples, they were in a group. They were assembled together worshiping. God's going to come and see you where you're at, maybe at a time where you're not expecting it. We must always be ready to serve the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for your encouragement that you're on the shore waiting for us, that you're calling out to us, that you're providing everything that we need, Father. I ask for an obedient heart that I'd be willing to go and do what you asked, knowing that you're going to equip me with everything I need, long as I have some great obedience to you, Father. Guide us through this night and give us safe travels home through this rain. Bring us back on Wednesday night. In Jesus' name, amen.